Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, November 15th, 2006. Well, it's a beautiful day here as we prepare today's message on this Wednesday morning in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sitting here together. We both just had a good laugh, and we're smiling as we have the opportunity to share God's Word with you today. Our ministry is called DailyEncouragement.net. Today, what we want to do is encourage you. Today's message is titled, Spiritual Munching Aloud, with the scripture text being Psalm 119, verse 103.
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Brooksine's favorite candy is Bit of Honey, a small, chewy morsel with a rich, creamy, honey, nutty flavor. It's been around since 1924, so she even had it when she was little. Preparing for a long trip, we might buy a bag and share it among family members, since the chew makes the long journey just a little sweeter, especially if we're caught in a traffic jam. But physically, munching can lead to overindulgence and undesirable weight gain. On some days, I am capable of munching all throughout the day as well as the evening hour. In fact, I sometimes wonder if I might be taking in more through munching than regular meals. I've even tried posting signs in the past that say, no munching, on the fridge, the office, and the car, and even at the desk. It's an ongoing problem that I really would like to overcome. But there's an area of my life where munching is allowed. In fact, I believe it contributes to spiritual growth, which is good. It doesn't replace the established habits of the spiritual life, such as Bible study, prayer, and fellowship with other believers. But I believe the ability to partake of spiritual nutrition, such as spiritual munching, throughout the day is healthy. It might be a Bible verse shared by a friend, a brief prayer at work with a fellow worker, or an edifying Christian song we hear on the radio. I hope for many of you, healthy munching on spiritual morsels throughout your day includes this daily encouragement devotional. The psalmist wrote, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Indeed, throughout the day, may we all taste of the goodness of the Lord. Perhaps we all need a sign that reads, "Spiritual munching aloud."
Let's pray together. Jesus, deep in my soul, I have peace and reassurance as I chew on a particular scripture verse throughout my day. You speak to me through your word, and it refreshes and often challenges me as it lingers on my mind. It helps me to focus not just on the here and now. Sometimes you use the words of a Christian song and its recurring tune to fill my thoughts as I go about my work. At times you bring to mind the words of a Christian friend or a written message that draws me from indifference or complacency and inspires me to meditate on the living word. You satisfy my hungry heart and fill my thirsty soul with your living water. Help me to indulge regularly in life-changing, eternal truths from your holy word. Amen. I'll add a note today. As I read the devotional this morning, a word comes to mind that Stephen used on more than one occasion when he pastored in New England. In fact, our former pastor here in Mount Joy referred to this word more than once in his sermons. The word is masticate, meaning to chew, much like dairy cows and other ruminating animals chew their cud. Contented dairy cows can chew their cud 8 hours a day, totaling 30,000 chews daily. Now, if we could turn God's word over and over and over in our minds throughout the day, I believe we'd have a lot more victory and joy in our lives, and it would certainly spill out to those around us. Now, let me also add that I have not been around since 1924, the birth date of the Bit of Honeys, as Stephen mentioned earlier. In case you were drawing conclusions since he said that I've been able to enjoy them since I was a child. So they were around for about 31 years.
They became 30 years on my birthday. They were 30 years old. I don't recall as much as a child eating them, but they are an old style of candy that we do still enjoy. Well, it's a joy to share God's Word with you today. We are blessed that we have these technical means to reach people all over the world through our email, podcasting, and internet-type ministries. And today's message, we hope, brought a little cheer into your life. May you be encouraged today. Continue to stay faithful to our Lord, and may you, just like Brookstein had written there at the end, continue to chew on God's Word today.